Welcome to Catch a Flavor Radio, live from our Regent Park's Focus Studios here at 600 Dundas, www.catchaflavor.com. It's your girl ICE here, and I have my boy Keith Sweeney, repping for Ward 12. He's running for counselor this year of Ward 12, and he works at 4 Youth Initiative, which is FYI, which is in that area as a leadership coordinator. So welcome to the show, Keith.
Thank you.
And now let's just talk a little bit about what is Ward 12 for those who don't know.
Ward 12 actually goes by the name York Southwestern.
Okay.
And its borders go from Highway 401 over to Rogers Road, and then from the Canadian Railroad tracks just before Caledonia down to James Street.
Okay. Okay, so now I know that you are still considered a youth yourself. You're 25, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now I guess for most people, they think of counselor, you think of an older, middle-aged, you know, that whole kind of fit-in-a-box type thing.
Yeah.
So, and I know that I've seen you at a few youth events, and I really enjoyed what you were talking about. But basically, why don't you tell us kind of why you're running for counselor of your ward?
There's many reasons why I'm running. Because I love my community. This is where I grew up. I really want to see change and see things start to happen here. I want to give City Hall a different look.
Okay.
So for me to go in there is a whole different thing. I want to be able to help the community members. I want to be able to create jobs. I want to get the rec center. There's so many reasons why I'm running.
Yeah.
And then the influences behind it is just because the community has, you know, given me the support that I needed, and other people in high places have said, hey, you know, we like what you're doing and we want to support you.
Okay. Now, you said you've lived there, would you say 13 years, something like that? Long time, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess now it was every 3 years that they changed the counselor. Now it's every 4 years.
Yeah.
And I guess the last counselor for the last couple of terms have been, it was Frank DiGiorgio, is that right? Okay. Now, I guess in some of the things, like also, yeah, of course, I feel a lot of, I guess, youth probably feel that are kind of backing you with your whole campaign is that you're still sort of, like, you were all still basically considered youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of times, even for a lot of words, people can say that the youth voice isn't really heard or it's not represented in the way it should be. But it's also good, too, because you're sort of in that span where you're young, but you're not too young, and you know what I mean? You could sort of evolve as you go along, you know what I mean? Some of these old counselors are kind of very set in their ways and their views and the way they see things. I guess if in the past, you said there's things, issues that haven't been addressed as far as youth, things for youth, or just general things in your area that haven't really been implemented that were kind of talked about. Can you talk about some of those things that weren't kind of, those needs maybe that weren't met?
Some of the needs that haven't been met is, since I've been living here, the community has been fighting for a recreation center.
Okay.
And it's been promised so many times, but we've never seen it delivered. The crime and, you know, violence in the area, a lot of people don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that could be addressed. I mean, it's not something where you can just throw around a couple million dollars and hope that it's going to just go away.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that takes people, it takes time, and it takes a real effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that needs to be realized. A lot of single mothers, especially young mothers, are struggling and, you know, don't really have any help. They're working 2-3 minimum wage jobs and can't afford to live anywhere.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different needs going on in the area. And then even with our businesses, like a lot of the other businesses, their storefronts look very nice and everything. They get all these government grants, but we haven't gotten any of that.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to see our area looking nice.
Yeah. But I guess that it's privately owned, most of it. I'd assume, like, privately owned can't really necessarily afford to...
Yeah, a lot of them are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Doing it on their own. They don't have any funding or anything from anywhere. They're just living off of what they get.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I guess, if you were elected councillor, what are some of the, I guess one of the, you talked about some of the issues, but what are this couple of things that you would really push for as far as change, or what are some of the things you'd tackle first? If I know it's a 4-year span of time if you were, but I guess what are some of the first things that you'd be on your mind to kind of take care of?
Right away, I would tackle getting a rec center for that
area.
Because that would help alleviate not just one issue, but a couple issues at the same time.
Okay.
You know, that would have a place for young people to go to. That would give young people jobs. But that's one thing we'd have to guarantee, that, you know, the young people within our areas are going to get those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not people from outside coming and getting them.
Yeah.
You know, having a place for seniors and young people to, children to go,
because
there's not that many places for them.
Yeah.
Trying to create more jobs, because there's not a lot of jobs in this area, and to be honest, once people see the postal code, a lot of times they don't hire.
Yeah.
Not really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of help for single mothers, working with the businesses and different community organizations, you know, helping fund them, because they're doing like the front lines work.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they don't have the money in their budget to do day-to-day activities.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the things that I heard you speak about before was, I guess, as well as the whole idea of employing youth in your own community as peers, as even possible mentors, and creating ownership of their own community.
Most definitely.
Which I think would be a really, in any community, would be positive to have ownership over their own community center, which brings, you know, them pride and accountability, and feel like responsibility as well to keep those things, you know what I mean, functioning and things like that. I guess another thing, like you were saying, employment, making sure those jobs would be for the youth in that area. Is there any, in your ward, is there any employment sort of services for youth there? Or
we actually just got one, I believe this last month. Which is, yes, youth employment services.
Oh, okay.
But they're not even as well known yet.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't even know they're there.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard from some youth that I've talked to, they've kind of gone that route. They're sort of jobs that aren't really, I mean, I guess they're sort of like of the moment jobs.
Yeah.
Type to say, like,
Career, really.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, some of the youth, I guess, had a hard time in finding something that would be more of a long-term thing, like trades or, you know what I mean, stuff like that. But definitely, and I agree, like a lot of the times, I know there's stigmas around each community, and I know there's some stigmas around Ward 12, but it's the same issues. Even talking to some youth up there, just sometimes they feel like if they're around hanging outside somewhere, the cops are kind of harassing them sometimes. You know, automatically assuming that they're doing something illegal because, you know, they're just hanging around, but at the same time, there's nowhere for them to go, you know?
Our area gets profiled a lot because it is like a big immigrant community.
Yeah.
We have a lot of ethnic diversity here, and I believe that that's not a weakness. That's actually one of our strengths.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we say we're a city of Toronto, the diverse. You know, why aren't we using that to our advantage?
Yeah.
Showing the cultures that are coming in that we really care about you, and, you know, we want to support everybody.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people are feeling left out, and that's not good.
No, for sure. And I think definitely you'd help represent that whole diverse, especially in your area, which is probably not being represented now too much. Well, from the people I've talked to, may not felt like whoever's in charge now is really doing their best and trying to make sure that it's all represented. And I guess too, like I've seen you speak at some youth events, and I guess you said you'll probably be at youth events throughout the summer.
Yeah.
People want to come check you out, but I know you have a blog. Why don't you kick that address for those who want to get at you?
All right, it's Keith, K-E-I-T-H dot, or sorry, Keith Sweeney, K-E-I-T-H-S-W-E-E-N-E-Y dot blogspot, B-L-O-G-S-P-O-T. .com.
Okay. And they can hit you up there. And you said there's a website coming soon that you're working on.
And once that's finished, I'll put the link on the blog so that people can get a hold of it.
Okay. Now, the actual election, you're saying, is in November, right?
November 13th.
Okay. And as long as you're from that ward, you can vote, and you have to be of voting age 18.
Yes, 18 and older.
Okay, and I guess also, I know that you were with FYI and things of that nature, and I know some of those youth are definitely totally behind you and kind of what you're doing because they're obviously from that area. But I think too, in a way, like I remember one of your speeches when you were doing your thing, you were talking about leadership.
Yes.
And youths can be leaders. Just because you're youth doesn't mean you can't be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, you kind of being this, if you're even just running, not even if you get a, you know, counselor or not, but just the fact that you're going for it and doing your thing, do you feel like that sort of might empower other youth to kind of see you and kind of see what you're doing and see that, yeah, they can do it, they can be leaders if they want to?
Definitely, because I came from the same situation as most young people that are struggling right now. You know, I grew up in a two-bedroom apartment with five people.
Yeah.
So it's not new for me to struggle.
Yeah.
But to achieve is something that you gain with struggling a lot as well.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people look on a situation and say, oh, I wouldn't want to be like that. But we become so much stronger for it.
Yeah.
And now when these kind of things come along and, you know, young people are running, they should know that they have a stronger willpower and they have the energy and drive that they just got to tap into it.
Yeah. And figure out how to get, yeah, exactly, how to get into it. Now, you were saying that you're also being backed by the NDP?
Yes. The NDP and the Labour Council.
Okay. So that's good. That's positive. I guess is there, now, you're 25, what made you, I guess, sort of think about the whole idea about running? Like, was it always kind of something you thought about, or was it more like you just saw that there's things that needed to be done and you were willing to kind of step up?
To be honest, it's a combination of both. In the beginning, I never wanted anything to do with politics. In my eyes,
yeah.
Most politicians were liars and a bunch of false promise people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they say we're going to do this and nothing ever gets done.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that anymore.
Yeah.
So it was something where, you know, I kept seeing that and, you know, actually seeing it in real life where it's happening to me in my community.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, this can't happen anymore. And then my good friend Paul Ferrer, who's running in Ward 11, he's like, hey, well, if you're going to do this, you know, I'll support you and put my whole staff behind you. And then the community started supporting, and now things are taking off.
It's really positive.
Spoke at the Harmony Banquet, like you're saying. I was on MTV the other day. Many different...
Oh, nice.
I'll be all over the place. And, oh, just a final thing for everybody. Keep checking out the blog for the website, because everybody will be invited on October 9th, which is Thanksgiving Day. It's also my birthday.
Okay.
I'll be turning 26. We're going to have a big Thanksgiving dinner and then a huge birthday party. Everybody's invited.
Nice. What was that blog spot again for everyone?
It's Keith Sweeney, KEITHSWEENEY .com. blogspot@blogspot.com.
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, Keith, for joining us, and all the best.
Thank you.
All right, take care.